This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's top advisor plans to step down at the end of the year after a bruising battle for the influence at the heart of the British government, fueled by tensions over Brexit and the COVID-19 pandemic. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has our story.
Dominic Cummings told the BBC late Thursday night that he planned to be largely redundant by Christmas. Political commentators had suggested Cummings would step down after one of his allies was denied an appointment as Johnson's chief of staff. Cummings, the chief architect of the campaign to have Britain leave the European Union, has been a divisive figure inside the Conservative government since Johnson became Prime Minister 18 months ago. His position weakened earlier this year after he drove hundreds of miles across England after contracting COVID-19, violating national lockdown rules. Sarah Shackley, London.
The United Nations warned Friday of possible war crimes in Ethiopia's Tigray region after 10 days of combat that the prime minister claimed had his enemy, quote, in the final throes of death, end quote. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, winner of last year's Nobel Peace Prize, ordered military operations in Tigray last week. The international community, which fears the start of a long and bloody civil war. Hundreds of people are reported to have been killed, some in a gruesome massacre reported by Amnesty International, and thousands have fled fighting and airstrikes in Tigray, whose leaders Abiy accuses of seeking to destabilize the country. Bodies of ethnic Armenian soldiers lined stretches of a mountain road in Nagorno-Karabakh Friday as Russian peacekeepers in trucks and armored personnel carriers moved in. This after a peace deal between Armenia and Azerbaijan. Russia is deploying almost 2,000 troops along with tanks and other armor. This is VOA News. At least 10 civilians and 4 security personnel were killed in cross-border shelling between India and Pakistan Friday in one of this year's deadliest days along the heavy militarized frontier separating the nuclear-armed rivals, officials said. The barrage of mortars and other weapons along several parts of the line of control, the de facto border, began after Indian troops foiled an infiltration attempt from Pakistan in northern Kashmir, officials said. China congratulates Joe Biden. A country mired in a tariff war with the Trump administration has finally reacted to the results of the U.S. presidential election. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
China has become one of the last major governments to congratulate Joe Biden on being elected U.S. president. A foreign ministry spokesman said, quote, "We respect the choice of the American people. We congratulate Mr. Biden." China, along with Russia, avoided joining the many governments that congratulated Biden last weekend after he was projected to have secured enough electoral college votes to win the White House. The foreign ministry spokesman gave no reason for the delay. I'm Mike Hempen.
Most stock markets in the United States and Europe ended the week on an upbeat note Friday as coronavirus vaccine hopes outweighed worries over spiking infections in Europe and the United States, dealers said. Asian bourses, however, took a hit as traders feared that another wave of COVID-19 lockdown measures will throw a shaky economic recovery off course. Friday, a Croatian court sentenced former Prime Minister Ivo Sanader to 8 years in jail for siphoning millions of dollars from public funds in a long-running corruption case. Sanader, who led Croatia into NATO during his 2003-2009 spell in office, organized a plot with other officials to, quote, acquire significant financial gain, end quote, for himself and to finance their HDZ party, which was also accused in the case, the Zagreb court ruled. The British government said Friday they caught 2 Czech nationals at London's Heathrow Airport with $1.58 million in their suitcases. The 2, headed for Dubai, had been charged with money laundering. They were stopped by border officials earlier this week. A notorious British serial killer dubbed the Yorkshire Ripper, who murdered 13 women across northern England between 1975 and 1980, died Friday at age 74. Peter Sutcliffe was convicted in 1981 of the killings and 7 more attempted murders after a reign of terror that is still seared in public memory. Sutcliffe had tested positive for COVID-19, but according to British media reports this week, had refused treatment. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts.